Hudson Taylor, the famous missionary, wrote to his sister about how he came to experience the life of abiding in Christ. First, he sensed his own need. He saw his own weakness and powerlessness. He tried to be more holy through prayer, fasting, and reading the Word more, but it did not seem to help. He said, "Almost every hour, the consciousness of sin oppressed me. I knew that if I only abide in Christ, all would be well, but I could not." He got up early in the morning and prayed, read the Bible, etc., but found that somehow his focus got off of Christ through the pressures of the day. Unkind words would come from his mouth, and he would sense his own failure and lack of power. He wanted to abide, but could not. Hudson understood at one point that faith is the key. He said, "Gradually, the light was dawning on me. I saw that faith was the only prerequisite to lay hold on his fullness and make it my own. However, he strove for it, but in vain. He said, 'I prayed for faith, but it came not.' Finally, the revelation came to him. At the point of his deepest struggle, God opened his eyes. He wrote, 'The Spirit of God revealed the truth of our oneness with Jesus as I had never known it before.' But how to get faith strengthened? How can we have faith, the faith needed to abide? Finally, he understood it is not by striving after faith, but by resting in the faithful one. 'I have striven in vain to rest in him, but I'll strive no more.'" Hudson said after his experience, "I was blind, but now I see. I pray that this revelation will come to you. I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you may know and enjoy the riches freely given us in Christ." Hudson continued, "And his resources are mine, for he is mine, and he is with me and dwells in me. All that springs from the believer's oneness with Christ. And since Christ has thus dwelt in my heart by faith, how happy I have been." This is from page 8 of a little booklet called The Exchanged Life, giving his testimony. This is passive abiding. This means that we trust Jesus, rest in him, and do not strive to make something happen. We are one with Jesus. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Our first task is to trust in him and rest in him. Now let's think about active abiding, which focuses on responding to Jesus. I believe that passive and active abiding are essential to abiding in Christ. As explained above, the first step is to rest in our oneness with Jesus by faith. However, abiding in Christ also includes active response on our part. Simply put, it means listening to Jesus and responding to him by obeying his commands. Jesus calls us into a love relationship with himself. We live in him and he lives in us. It means that we are living together with him. He is living in us and speaks to us. He desires that we know him and walk with him step by step. The ability to sense his promptings and discern his voice are essential to abiding. He wants us to hear his voice and respond to him continually. The balance between passive and active abiding can be seen in Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We are invited to come to Jesus for rest. We come to him by faith and rest in him, which is passive abiding. However, active abiding is seen in the following command: "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." We are not striving to carry the heavy load, but walking with Jesus and responding to his directions. We find rest for our souls as we learn from him and respond to him. This is not passive, but active. We are not striving, but it does mean to respond to him in faith and obedience. He carries our burdens, but we must respond to him by following his leading. I will share a story to illustrate active abiding, but it may not sound very spiritual because it concerns the purchase of a house in Japan. My wife and I never had a house until then, but we lived most of our lives in Japan in a tiny rented apartment. My wife's mother passed away, and my wife inherited the house. We wanted to sell that property in Tokyo and buy another house near the ocean. It is a long and complicated story. Through a series of miracles, we were able to sell Masako's mother's house and buy another property. At one point, however, it looked almost impossible. The market was very slow, and real estate prices were falling. No one even came to look at her mother's house, which we were trying to sell. We were trying to temporarily borrow money, the money to buy the house, until her mother's property was sold. We had filled out applications and were consulting with a loan company. They required that the real estate company that was trying to sell the property for us send them information. However, the real estate company refused to send that information. I could not understand why the real estate company would not send the information to them. It seemed ridiculous and unfair to me. I called them up and was going to yell at them because it seemed so wrong. But when I was making the call, however, I sensed the Lord speaking to me, saying, "Be soft. Don't get angry." I thought it was stupid that they refused to send the information to the other company, but I listened politely and tried not to get angry. I followed the prompting to be soft. The real estate man said, "It will be quite expensive if you use that other company. Our bank could do it for you much cheaper." To make a long story short, we were able to purchase the house we wanted because of that conversation. If I had been angry or harsh, we would not have been able to buy the house. This is an example of active abiding. It means to listen to Jesus and do what he says. This is the lifestyle of Jesus' disciples. Jesus is living in us. He guides us and speaks to us. Abiding means walking with him, listening to him, and following his leading. I hope that this study of John 15, 1-8 has helped you to understand and encouraged you to abide in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you again for loving us, leading us, and speaking to us. Thank you for making us one with you and for living in us. Teach us, Lord, day by day, how to remain in you and to receive your indwelling life. In your name, amen.